morning. I'm Tanya Hansen. Here are three things to know from the WCBS 880 newsroom. A second woman has come forward to accuse Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual misconduct. Meredith Watson alleges Fairfax raped her when they were both students at Duke University. There were numerous calls for Fairfax to resign, and at least one lawmaker says he plans to start impeachment proceedings if Fairfax doesn't step down this weekend. The deal to bring Amazon to Long Island City could be in jeopardy. The Washington Post reports the company is having second thoughts because of local opposition. The New York Times says Amazon has no plans to back out. Actors and stage managers who helped develop a successful Broadway show will now get a cut of the show's profits. The issue came to a head with the success of Hamilton when actors who participated in the early stages of the musical complained they weren't getting a share of the profits. The deal reached yesterday calls for a 1% split of the profits. In sports, the Rangers, the Knicks, and the Nets all lost. Here's the forecast. Highs will be around 35 today, but it'll feel colder because of the wind. Clear tonight with lows of 23, highs tomorrow near 39. There's a chance of some snow tomorrow night. Listen live to WCBS anytime at WCBS880.com, the radio.com app, or ask your Amazon device to play WCBS 880.